Now, this shouldn't really be that good. But I tell you what, it really is. Well, maybe not really is, but sort of is. I'm trying to kind of balance this. It's not the best wrestling show that I've ever seen, but without Buddy Rose, and without Dr. D, and without Rocky Johnson, who apparently is with the WWE or WWF at this time, which would be the 18th of September, 1982. 82. Reaganomics is still bedding in. And in Portland Wrestling, we've got some big news. Casual Frank Bonema, is telling us later on that as well as Chris Adams coming back, and as well as Ric Flair coming back to take a trip through the territory and to have some matches with Portland Wrestling alumni to defend his NWA title, of course. Guess who else is coming back? Roddy Piper. He was massive in Portland, went to the WWF, and now he's back. And that works for me. So I can't wait to see him. Haven't got much more of 1982 left. I hope he comes back soon. I don't know if I'll be doing this in 1983. I may do, or I may go somewhere else. Blimey, I hope he comes soon. Get your tickets booked, Roddy. Your tickets booked. Oh, first class, of course. Of course, first class. In the dining car with deviled kidneys and a fine cognac. Anyway, this doesn't have a top line. There's some top liners, like Rip Oliver's there, but it doesn't have a real top line feel to it. And yet, it's got a really good entertainment value. First of all, we've got Tommy Rogers, Tommy T.R. Rogers. Of course, he will go on to be in the Fantastics. But right here, he's kind of learning the ropes, I suppose. And he's facing TJ Stone. You know TJ Stone. No, me neither. But I don't think he ascended to the main event. The main event area in Portland. But here, he does, well, absolutely fine. So we've got Barry Owen, who must be Don Owen's son, announcing. We've got Tommy TR. Come on, Tommy. What does TR stand for? I think I said that yesterday, didn't I? Totally Ruthless? Don't think so. I don't think so. But anyway, Tony Rectum? I don't know. I don't know him very well. I'm not sure. I don't know, do I? Anyway, he gets a kick, a posting. That's after he's got an arm bar and an arm drag. I went to make a cup of tea, you know, and I came back after putting the sugar in and everything and letting it brew for a while, or mash, as we call it in my part of the world where I was born. And I came back and he still had the arm. He gets a hammer lock, then back to the arm lock, gets a leg drop on it. Frank tells us that Tommy T.R. Rogers played lacrosse. It's more interesting than what's going on in the ring, I'll tell you that. The kicks, the posting, back to the arm. TJ gets some shots in, and a big uppercut, actually, a massive one. Then a punch. Frank gets really excited about a sunset flip from Tommy. I mean, there's not much going on, to be honest. There's a stone body slam, and then Tommy rolls him up for a two count, hits a leg drop, and it's a time limit draw. Somebody in the audience, you can clearly hear it, went, "Oh." I wasn't too bothered because I thought If you give them 5 more minutes, let them fight. 5 more minutes, let them fight. I thought you would have probably got an arm bar for those 5 minutes, and then the time would have run out again. It wasn't a great way to start, but maybe Sheikh Abdullah, or I think I heard them announce him as Abdullah the Arab. They didn't, did they? They surely didn't do that. I must have misheard them. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I know it's 1982 and all that. And I'm sure they didn't do that. I feel sure of that. Did they? Anyway, he's facing Terry Gibbs. And Terry's really popular. He's back. And he's really very popular. So you've got Frank telling us, it's quite good actually, that he's got a secret for us. He's got a secret. It's not about that truss or anything like that. It's about Roddy Piper. He will be in a card at Washington. And listen, don't tell anybody. Because as Frank tells us, we're likely to get a crowd. He does it so well. Really well done. Really well done. Anyway, Sheikh Abdullah, also known as Ali Hassan, gets a wristlock takeover. He celebrates that. He slams Gibbs. He celebrates that. I love it. Gibbs comes back with some slams. They tie up collar and elbow for absolutely ages. The Sheikh bails. Gibbs follows him. There's a go, Terry, go chant. Because he does need a little bit of pushing and urgency, really. He then gets a leg lock. You might as well not have chanted. If it's only resulted in a leg lock, don't bother. Then there's a tackle, back to the leg drop. Apparently Buddy Rose fought WWE champion Bob Backlund. Frank is now quite catty and very sure that they see it in Portland, that title, as a minor title compared to the NWA title. I love the way he does that. He's so sure. Really good. Back in the ring, if we have to, Terry Gibbs is dumped. But then he's dumped out, should I say. But the Sheikh follows him and there's a backdrop from Terry Gibbs onto the floor. There's a punch. They start to fight. And it's a double DQ. I mean, Gibbs is very popular and the fans are liking it, but really, you've had a time limit draw and a double DQ. Do you think anybody will get a win here tonight? Okay, Gibbs is interviewed and he's a little bit stiff. Too much starch in his trunks, I would say. He doesn't have any kind of flash. He wants Ric Flair. Well, mate, get to the back of the queue. Take a number. Oh, 465. Well, you might get to him 2 years down the line because there are a lot of other people who want that title. And frankly, they've got more claim on it than you have. I'm sorry, Terry. Sorry, that's the way it is. Right, here's your main event. It's Rip Oliver versus local boy Steve Pardee. Don't all cheer at once. It's not ideal. We've got the consulting referee, Irene, who, of course, as you know, makes fantastic nut bread. The things you learn. She's there at ringside. We see a close-up of her. Early on, they complain about who's grabbing whose hair. I don't care. I don't care who grabs the hair. Then you've got a Pardee armbar. A very nice body slam, or actually body throw. He throws him across the ring. Does Rip Oliver. Pardee then thinks, anything you can do, I can do better. Here's a clue. He can't. His slam's not half as good. Then he goes back to a headlock. Frank amuses himself with some comments and then said, I'd better stop with the funny lines. There's only room for one Andy Kaufman in wrestling. Right, can I just unpick this a minute? Andy Kaufman was a particularly extraordinary comedian. He wasn't a wrestling commentator. He wasn't conventional. He was a comedian. And if you are describing yourself as an Andy Kaufman, then really you need to have done some jokes or to have made us laugh. I'm not sure. I mean, Frank's actually made me laugh a couple of times, but not enough to really have that kind of comment, I would say. So yeah, there's only room for one Andy Kaufman in wrestling. True, there is. You couldn't do the Andy and Jerry Lawler angle with two or three people. It wouldn't work, would it? There'd be too many people in shot. Anyway, back to the ring. If we have to, there's a headlock for absolutely ages. I mean, you could take a trip out to a local beauty spot or a fort or a folly and walk around it, have a picnic, come back. There'd still be a Steve Pardee headlock. Now, although Ripollin gets the back suplex out of it, inevitably Pardee reaches for that headlock again. Rip Oliver punches out of it and then comes off the top with a really clunky axe handle. I mean, it doesn't look good, but it does sound like no one ever does that. Going up to the second rope, you know. Suddenly, Pardee gets a roll up for the pin and it's 1-0 to Steve Pardee. You wouldn't expect that. Rip Oliver, should I say, not Rip Rogers. He's in Continental in 87. I'm watching him there. Rip Oliver is the Portland champion, heavyweight champion, Northwest champion. It's not for the belt, this, but as we keep being told, if Steve Pardee does well here, he might get a chance at the belt, you know. He might get a chance. So, we've got... Well, it's going to be an interview coming up. Frank, first of all, though, wants to tell us about Speedway and a personal and commercial painter that he knows. I mean, it's good to have these moments. You know, it's good to have... You might be writing it down. I could do with a commercial painter. And I fancy a bit of Speedway. Here comes Hacksaw Sawyer. He stumbles round with his words a bit. He wants the assassin. Now, the assassin's newly in Portland, I think. And he's got his brother Buzz Sawyer coming. Now, it's well thought that Buzz Sawyer wasn't one to toe the line, shall we say. So that would be really interesting. It's more interesting than the pictures of the bloke, well, a couple sitting, waiting for the wrestling. The bloke's got a choc ice. You know, like a chocolate ice thing. Are choc ice is just British? Or are they Canadian and American as well? Anyway, he's got some kind of nice confectionery there. Very nice. It could be quite hot in the arena. I don't know. But he's certainly got a choc ice. It's very, very nice. Now, second fall. Oliver Bear Hug. Frank mentions one of his grandkids, because he mentioned the other two last week and he wants to mention the other one this week. That's fair enough. Okay, I'm all right with that. No problem at all. And then you've got you've got Pardee thrown out to the concrete. When he gets back in, Oliver gets the bear hug again. And then with the knees either side of the head and a kind of, you know, he does the knees either side of the head and then stomps. And it's a double knee knocker, apparently. Now, Frank tells us if Pardee could win 1-4 here, well, you might want to go back in time, Frank, because he already has. Well, you're not watching. It's 1-0 to Steve Pardee. Do you not know? Well, you're not looking at what happened in them. No? Anyway, there's a shoulder breaker from Rip Oliver for the second fall. And outside the ring, the wall is playing. It's playing at a local cinema near you. I went to see it when it first came out, you know. Oh, I loved it. I really did. Oh, and here is probably the highlight of the show. It's Stan the Man Stasiak, who's been around in wrestling for a long time. He retired. He was working for a sporting goods store. And he encountered people in the Portland area who came in and asked him why he retired. He felt bad that he retired. He felt bad that he wasn't exciting the fans. He felt he'd turned his back on them. And he gives a really heartfelt promo about Portland fans are the best. I will never turn my back on you again. And he's back. It was really heartfelt about how much he loves the fans. He'll probably turn heel next week, but it was great. The best moment of the week. Now, when that's the best moment of your week, you're struggling a bit, aren't you? And yet, I found it pretty enjoyable, this. Let me go back to the ring. You've got Pardy leaving his head on the ropes. He just leaves it there so that Oliver can smack it and get DQ'd. Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet, Rip? Just a minute. Are you ready to let Rip? Yet, Rip? Just a minute. Leave your head there. I am leaving me head there. Yeah, he gets DQ'd. And then he keeps... There's some afters. He keeps smacking him. Terry Gibbs is out to make the save. Go on, Terry. Go, Terry, go. Go. I'll tell you what, he's got a nice shirt on. Very nice. It's kind of blue and white stripes with the blue collar, with the white collar and cuffs. Very, bit of a banker's shirt. You know, bit of a banker. I'm not, it's not Cockney rhyming slang. Not at all. You know. Anyway, you can get a Sanyo stereo, you know, with 8-inch woofers. God, blimey, look at the size of them woofers. 8 inches. 8 inches of woofer. Come with me. I want to experience those woofers. 8 inches, you say? That sort of thing. So that's not what the advert is, but that's what made me. It made me think of that. I mean, but I am a bit odd, aren't I? So anyway, we've got Oliver. That's Rip with the assassin. That's Thee. And Oliver doesn't like Gibbs and warns Buzz Sawyer, who is the big fella. I mean, nobody mentions Roddy Piper apart from Frank. I mean, you would have thought that Piper was more a bigger draw than Buzz Sawyer, wouldn't you? But Oliver doesn't mention him. He talks about Buzz Sawyer, you want to be careful. Remember what happened last time? I think he said he ran him out of the territory or something. And then the assassin comes in and just basically gives us a little bit of, I'm the best, we're the best, and we're going to... Yeah. And then there's a picture of a woman in the crowd to end it. Because what better way to end a wrestling show than a picture of a woman in the crowd? It's a bit... It shouldn't work. This should definitely not work. You've not got the agitational Buddy Rose. When Rip Oliver's on his own, it doesn't quite have the same stirring up of the crowd, you know? And yet, I really liked it. I think I've been beguiled. Beguiled by Portland Wrestling. And there's no escape. There's no escape from the wrestling in Portland 1982. And you know what? To hell with it. I love the beguilement of Portland. And I'll continue to watch. Just for you. And for me as well, of course. Ta-ta.